Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas, Mar Ishana Labas, Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon Ben Reb David.
Yuma Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara at the top of the Omer is speaking about the machoikis between Reb Yenison and Reb Yashio, if Ma'arvin Lekronis or Ein Ma'arvin Lekronis. The Lashon of the Mishnah back on Nun Gimel Amid Beis, the Mishnah says, Ira Damapar, Le'toich Dam HaSoyer. The Gemara says that's only going according to the man the Omer Ma'arvim the Kronis. You mix together the dam of the par and the soyer before you put the dam on the Kronis. Now Tosis over here Nun Chesom and Aleph, the end of Dibur Maschol Rabbi Yonason, Tosis is mevur that this machlokes is only whether you're ma'arv the dam before the matan Kronis, but after the matan Kronis, before you do the seven hazois al tiaroi shal mizbeach, like we'll see in the Mishnah on Amud Beis, that after the matan Kronis there's another seven hazois on top of the mizbeach. At that point, Lekuliyam, the dam is already mixed. The machlokes only is before you put the dam on the kronos, if you mix it already. But afterwards, Lekuliyam, it's mixed before the Sheva Hazois al Tiyarei Shal Mizbeach. The Tosis is shown him as well on Omer Beis, Dibur Maschol Afilu Tamar Reb Yonason, he says the same thing, that Lekuliyam, you're ma'arev the dam before the Hazois al Tiyarei Shal Mizbeach. However, Tosis, as well as the Tosis is shown him, they don't tell us what's the raya to this. How do we know that Lekuliyam, you're ma'arev the dam before the hazoi saltiroi shal mizbeach? The Tosis HaRosh, however, does bring a raya to this. He quotes the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Tezayin, it's also Gemara in Zvachim Mem Beis. The Gemara has a theory in the Brises. One Brises says that there are a total of 43 hazois between the par and the soyer on Yom Kippur. And another Brises says there's a total of 47. And the Gemara says that it's totally in the Machlokes if ma'arvim the kronis or ain't ma'arvim the kronis. The Brises that says that there are 43 holds ma'arvim the kronis. The Braita that says that there's 47 holds Ein Ma'arvin Lekronis. So the Cheshbon is that both from the Par and the Soyer, you have 8 Hazois, Lefnai Lefnim, and 8 Hazois on the Pareiches. So that's a total of 32. If you hold Ein Ma'arvin Lekronis, you have 4 more from each the Par and the Soyer, that's another 8, so you have 40. And then another 7, Altira Shem Mizbeach, that's 47. If you hold Ma'arvin Lekronis, so beyond the 32, you have 4 more from the par and the soyer together on the kronos, that's 36, and then another 7 altiroi, that's 43. From here, it's muchach, that even if you hold ein ma'ar from the kronos, but you definitely hold that we're ma'ar of the dam before the sheva hazois altiroi shal mizbeach. Because if not, then there'll be more than 47, there'll be 54. Now, Tosis here in the end of Dibur Maschol Rabbi Yonason, he explains what's the pshat that according to the man the Omer, ein ma'ar from the kronos, but you are ma'ar of the dam before the sheva hazois altiroi. So Tosis says, because by the matan dam ala kronos, the pasuk says, v'lokach midam apar u'midam asoyer, v'nosin al karnis ha'mizbeach soviv. However, by the sheva hazois al tiroi shal mizbeach, the pasuk just says, v'hiz olov min adam be'etzboi sheva pa'omim. Tosis says, sheva pa'omim is mashma, 7 altogether from the par and the soyer, not 7 from each one. Now Tosis over here, Dibur Maschol Rabbi Yonason, as well as Tosis on Nunzayin Amud Beis, Dibur Maschol Tanya, Tosis quotes a Gemara in Menachos Daf Chav Beis, which is also in Zvachim Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara has an important limud, which is negeh to the machlokes of Ma'arvim the Kronos or Ein Ma'arvim the Kronos. The Gemara quotes the pasuk V'lokach midam apar u'midam hasoyer. This is referring to the matan Kronos. And the Gemara says Hadover yodua shadomei shal par merubo midomei shal soyer. The Gemara is going according to the Ma'an the Omer that we're ma'arv the dam, and we know that dam apar is much more than the dam of the soyer. And therefore, it would seem to be that the dam ha'par should be mivatal the dam ha'soyer. And the Gemara continues that there's a machlokes Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda what to take out of this din that you're ma'arev of the dam. Rabbanon savri mikan la'olim she'ein mivatlin ze'ezeh. When you have two things that both are supposed to go on the mizbeach, one is not mivatal the other one. Therefore, here you have dam ha'par and dam ha'soyer. Both of them have a din of olim. They have to be brought on the mizbeach. One is not mivatal the other one. We don't go with the regular dinim of bittel beroiv, that the dam apar should be mevatel the dam asoyer. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda sovar, mikan lemin beminoi she'enei batel. This is the famous shita of Rabbi Yehuda all over Shas, min beminoi loy batel. A mixture of two identical items, we don't follow the regular dinim of bittel. This is learnt out of Arab din, that you're ma'arev the dam apar and dam asoyer. The dam asoyer should be nizbatel in the dam apar. From the fact that it's not bottle, we learn a cloud that min b'minoi loy bottle. Now Tosis here in Dibur Maschol Rabbi Yonason, he asks a kasha, according to the man the Omer, ein ma'arvim lekronos, minolei de oilin ein mevatlin zeh zeh. Where does he know this din that Oilam Eim Avatlan Zezet? And that Tosis quotes a Gemara in Zvachim Pei Aleph that has a different drasha. We learn from the extra word dam. The pasuk says Vikrivu b'nei Aaron es adam v'zorku es adam. From the extra word dam, we learn that even dam, which is mixed in with a mount of dam larger than it, is still roi for zrika. It's not batal because ein oilam mevatlan zeh. And the Gemara there says clearly that this limit is necessary according to the man the Omer ein ma'avrim lekronis. If you hold Ma'arvim the Kronis, then we have a different limud from that which we mix together the Dama Par and the Dama Sawyer. Now the kasha would seem to be obvious. Tosfos from one line to the next seems to be problematic. Tosfos himself says that even if you hold Ein Ma'arvim the Kronis, but you are Ma'arv the Dam before the Hazoyi Saltir Roisham Mizbeach. And if so, what is Tosfos bothered by? That if Ein Ma'arvim the Kronis, how could we learn the din of Ein Oilem Mevatlan Zezeh? Lachar, you could still learn it from the fact that the Hazoyis Altir Oisham Mizbeach were from the Par and the Sawyer mixed together. This would be a raya that even though the Dama Par is more than the Dama Sawyer, still the din is that the Dama Sawyer is not bottle. It's really a kasha on the Gemara itself. The Gemara says that if you hold Ein Ma'ar from the Kronos, we learn from the extra word Dam in the Pasuk. Why can't we learn from the Hazoyis Altir Oisham Mizbeach? So the Tosis Hishonim on Nunchesel Mebeis Dibra Maschel Afilu Teima. The second one with this Dibra Maschel, he asks this kasha. He quotes the Gemara in Zvachim Pei Aleph that according to the Man Omer, Ein Ma'ar from the Kronis, you have to learn from the extra word Dam. And he asks, why can't we learn from the Azoyis Altir Reisham Mizbeach, where the Kuliyam already was mixed at this time? And he answers, very bekitzer, he says, Hosam Hainu Taimo, Mishum Deloy Ksiv Umidam Hasoyer. By the Azoyis Altir Reisham Mizbeach, the Torah does not use the Loshon that your Mazah Midam Hasoyer. What exactly does he mean? So the Tosis Arosh explains a little more. He says that by the Hazoyi Saltir Reisham Mizbeach, the Torah does not say that your mazah midam ha-par umidam ha-soyer, ve'efshar the bottle dam ha-soyer bidam ha-par. Maybe ain't a chanam, yet at that point already the dam ha-soyer is in this bottle in the dam ha-par. And the Achreinim explain, this is discussed in the Chedush HaGriz al Rambam Hilchos Tumas Taras, that when the Gemara brought a raya, according to the Madomar Ma'arvim the Kronos, that ain't oilam mevatlan zeh, or according to Yehuda, that min b'minei loy bottle, it's not the pshat, the way we would have understood on a simple level, from the fact that the Torah told us to be ma'ar of the dam, and then put the dam on the kronos, we see that the dam asoyer is still considered there and is not bottle. That itself will not be a raya. Maybe in a chanami the dam asoyer is bottle. Yet still, b'hochi chayv rachmono, this is what the Torah wanted to do. To take dam apar, which has dam asoyer, which was nisbatel in it, and with that dam, go do matonos on the kronos of the mizbeach. In other words, maybe enechanam the dam asoyer is nisbatel, but still the Torah wanted us to do a mice of mixing the two damim together, and then take this mixture, which is now just called dam apar, and put it on the kronos of the mizbeach. So what is the raya that the dam asoyer is not nisbatel? The raya is because the pasuk says v'lokach midam ha-par u'midam ha-soyer v'nosu na'kronis ha-mizbeach soviv. The Torah still calls it dam ha-soyer. The Torah is megala to us that even though you mixed the two damim together, it's still considered that we have dam ha-soyer. If not, the Torah would not have called it dam ha-soyer. And on that is the machlokes tanoim, if the pshat is it's not this bottle because min b'min elay bottle or because ein oilam mevatlan zeh. But this is all agabe the matonois on the kronis of the mizbeach, where the Torah uses this lashon midam ha-par and midam ha-soyer. But as far as the matonois altir reisham mizbeach, where the Torah does not say dam ha-par v'dam ha-soyer, the pasuk just says v'hiz alav min ha-dam be'etzvoy yishev apomim. So even though at that point the kuliyam with the dam is mixed together, but from these hazois there's no raya that the dam ha-soyer is not in his battle. And therefore bishmo if you hold ma'arvim the kronois, then we have a raya that the dam ha-soyer is not in his battle. But if you hold Ein Ma'ar from the Kronos, and you're only Ma'ar of the Dam, before the Hazoyis Altiroi, there's no raya that the Dam Asoyer is not in his battle. Maybe Ein Echanami it is battle, and yet the Torah still told us to do Matonis Altiroi Shem Mizbeach with this Dam that had Dam Asoyer poured into it, even though now it's really only considered Dam Apar, yet Bahochi Rechaivi Rachmono. This is what the Torah wanted, to mix the two Damim together, and then do Hazoyis Altiroi Shem Mizbeach. So this would explain why Tosfos asks, according to the Man Omar, Ein Ma'ar from the Kronos, what is the Makar of Ein Oilam Mevatlan Zezeh? Because from the Hazoyis Altiroi, from there there's no Raya. And the truth is, this is really Mefurish in Rashi in Menachas Chav Beis Amid Aleph. On that Gemara that we mentioned before, the Gemara says, "Hadover yodua shadomei shal par meruvim bidomei shal soyer." And the Rabbanan learned from here, "Einayla mevalen zeze." Rashi says, even though domei shal par is meruvim midam soyer, afilu hachi karile akati nami dam soyer. Va'afa pishen esarav by dam par. Rashi says clearly the raya is from the fact that the Torah still calls it dam soyer, even though it's already mixed with the dam par, which is more than it. That's the raya that ain oilam of atlan zeh, or according to Behuda, min b'min oiloi bato. Agaponim, we see that Rashi held like this, the Tosfos Ashkenazim and the Tosfos Rashi as well. It would seem to be this is the pashas of the Gemara. However, the Brisker Rav that we mentioned before, in Hilchos Tumas Taras, he brings the raya that Tosfos and Zvachim ayin zayin omer beis learns differently. Tosfos over there is discussing a kasha that Tosfos asks by us as well, on un zayin omer beis diber maschol ira dama parla toich dama soyer. Tosfos asks Akasha, what is the pshat that the Gemara says that Domei Shalpar Meruba Midam HaSoyer? The Gemara proves that the Dam HaSoyer is not bottle, even though the Domei Shalpar is more than the Dam HaSoyer. From there we see Ein Oilam Mevalen Zeze. And Tosfos asks, the way the Mishnah describes Ira Dam HaPar LaToich Dam HaSoyer, the Mashmoi says that you pour from the Kli which has the Dam HaPar into the Kli which has the Dam HaSoyer. And Tosfos asks, we know the Klal of Rishon Rishon bottle. When someone pours from one kli into the other kli, then even if the kli which he's pouring from has the same or even more than the kli which he's pouring into, the klal is that the contents of the kli which he's pouring from are nisbatel in the kli which he's pouring into. Because rishon rishon batel, each bit that he pours, when it falls into the other kli, becomes batel in the contents of the second kli which is more than it. So even though in the end, when he finishes pouring, the contents which have been poured are greater than the amount which they have been poured into, still, the din is that they are batel, because each bit that fell became batel at the time. And if so, Tosfos asks, if anything, the dam HaPar should become batel in the dam HaSoyer, not the other way around. If the dam HaPar is being poured into the dam HaSoyer, then the klal should apply rishon rishon batel, and if anything, we should be able to bring a raya from the fact that the dam HaPar is not batel in the dam HaSoyer. That should be the raya that ain oilam mevatlan zeh zeh. Or min b'mina loy batal. And the Gemara Menachos clearly says that it's the other way around. That domei shalpar is meruba bin dam HaSoyer, so the dam HaSoyer should be nisbatel in the dam HaPar. That's Tosfos' kasha. And Tosfos answers that it really depends how exactly it's poured. If it's poured with a greater flow, then we do not apply the klal of rishon rishon batal. And here as well, when he pours from the dam HaPar into the dam HaSoyer, it's a heavy flow, and therefore we will not say that the dam HaPar should be batal in the dam HaSoyer. Rather, the other way around, the dam HaSoyer should have been nisbatel on the dam HaPar. That's the shakel v'tarya of Tosfos. Now, Tosfos in Zvachim, Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, has a similar shakel v'tarya. However, in his kasha, he adds a line. In his kasha that he asks, if anything, the dam HaPar should become batel on the dam HaSoyer, because rishon rishon batel, he adds, even according to the Manda Omar, that we do not say rishon rishon batel, there's such a shita in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Gimel. Still here, Tosfos says, he should be maskim that the dam HaPar is not roi, because it's nireh v'nidche. At the time the Kohen Gadol pours from the dam HaPar into the dam HaSoyer, the first bit of dam which falls into the dam HaSoyer becomes batel. At that moment, it's not roi for zrika, because it's mixed in with an amount of dam of the soyer which is greater than it. And even though eventually when he finishes pouring the par, and now there's more dam HaPar, and this shita holds we don't say rishon rishon batel, rather at the moment when the dam HaPar becomes equal to the dam HaSoyer, the dam which had originally been batel reverts to its original status of dam HaPar. Still Tosfos says here it should not be roi for zrika because of the klal of nireh v'nidche. Since this dam HaPar was once roi for zrika, when he started to pour and it got mixed in with the dam HaSoyer, it became nidche. At that moment, it was no longer roi for zrika. Now, when he continues pouring, and now the par goes back to its original status of having a shame dam HaPar, it no longer is nisbatel. But since at one point it was not roi for zrika, we have a cloud that once something is nireh, it was once roi, and then it was nidche, it became no longer roi, it cannot go back to its status of being nireh again. In other words, Tosfos is saying that we should prove ein oilam mevatlan zeh zeh from that which the dam HaPar is not nisbatel in the dam HaSoyer, and even though in the end, when he finishes pouring, then clearly it loses its status of bittel, but if at one moment it did have a status of being nisbatel, then it can no longer become roi again to be put on the mizbeach because of nireh v'nidche. Now the Brisker Rav points out, if the whole raya that the Gemara meant to bring is like we said till now, just from the fact that the Torah referred to it as Dama Par and Dama Soyer, then what is this Taina of Tosfos that we should prove Ein Oilem Mevalen Zeh from the fact that the Dama Par is not Nirav Nidche? Maybe Ein Echanami, it is Nirav Nidche. Generally, it would have the status of being Nidche and not Roy for the Mizbeach. But here, B'hochi Chai V'Rachmano, here the Torah wanted us to mix the two Damim together, even though under normal circumstances we would have said that by doing this the dam becomes no longer roi for the Mizbeach. Here the Torah told us mefurish to do so and still put the dam on the Mizbeach. And from the fact that the Torah refers to it as dam apar and dam asoyer, that's not a raya, because in the end it still does have its status of dam apar and dam asoyer. After the dam apar becomes the roiv again, it loses its status of bittul. So from here, the Brisker Rav proves that this Tosis does not hold that the Raya is from the fact that the Torah calls it Dama Par and Dama Soyer. Rather, from that which the Torah told us to mix the Domim and still put it on the Mizbeach. And therefore, Tosis says, you should be able to prove Ein Oilem Mevalen Zeh Zeh, because if not, then the Dama Par would be Nerev and Nidche and would not be Roy Le Mizbeach. However, if we say like this Tosis, the Kasha would remain, how is this Tosis going to answer the Gemara in Zvachim Pei Aleph, which says that according to the Manda Omar, Ein Ma'arvim L'Kronos, we have to find a different Mekar, why Ein Oilem Mevalen Zeh Zeh, why can't we prove it from the Din Hazois, Al Tirei Shem Mizbeach, which L'Kuliyam with the Dam was already Nisarv at that time. Now another point, as far as this Machoikis of Ma'arvim L'Kronos, or Ein Ma'arvim L'Kronos, L'Maisa the Stam Mishnah holds Ma'arvim, this is the sheet of Rabbi Yashia, and this is how we pass in L'Maisa Ma'arvim L'Kronos. The Chazanish has a Chiddush, in Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Ois Hei, he says that even according to Rabbi Yashio, that you're supposed to be Ma'ar of the Dam, if L'maiso he did Hazois from the Dam Apar and the Dam Asor separately, B'dievet it's also kosher. He says here we will not apply the rule of Chuka, surely according to the Manda Omer later on in Daf Samach, that Chuka only applies to the Avodas which are done Lifnai U'Lifnim. We'll see this again later on. However, he says even according to the Manda Omer, that Chuka should apply to the Avodas that are done in the Heichol, still here, it will not be ma'akev b'di'evet. And he explains, since the din is ein oilem mevalen zeh zeh, even if you will mix the two damim, it's still considered that we have dam apar and dam asoyer. Each dam retained its shame. And therefore, with one ma'isa, he's actually doing two matan damims. He's doing a matan dam apar and matan dam asoyer. And therefore, the Chaznish says that if he was not ma'ar of the damim, and he did mamish two separate matonis, it's also kosher. And even though the Torah said l'chatchila to do this with one ma'isa, the Chaznish explains that it's not the pshat the Torah was makbid that there should be one ma'isa with both dam apar and dam asoyer. Since the drashas learned from the pasuk that says achas v'chipar arin al karnoisov achas b'shono, this is not a pasuk which is said in parashas Achrim Mois together with the avodas yom kippurim. Rather, this is a pasuk in the end of parashas Truma. The Torah there is telling us loisalu olav k'tayre zara va'ilo mincha. You cannot be makri or whatever you want on the Mizbeach Azov. And the pasuk continues, V'chibar ari nalkarnoisav achas b'shono. Once a year you are supposed to put dam on the Mizbeach Azov. From here we learn that it's only supposed to be one matana and not two. And therefore if you're over on this, and you put dam apar and dam asor separately, so you're over this din to only put dam on the Mizbeach Azov once a year. However, it's not a din midinei avodas yom kippurim. It's not that the Torah was makbid how the matan damim of Avodas Yom Kippurim must be done. Rather, it's akpada to only put dam on the Mizbeach once a year. It's a din in the Mizbeach, not a din in the Avodah. And therefore, on this, l'kuliyama, we won't say that Chukah is ma'akev. Chukah only tells us that if you don't follow the dinim which are said in Avodas Yom Kippurim, then everything is ma'akev b'di'evid. But that would not apply to here, where there's a din mitzad the Mizbeach, not to put damim on it more than once a year. This is the chiddush of the Chazanish lahalacha, that if you do two separate matonis, it's also kosher. Now the Mikdash Dovin in Simen Chav Dalid, Ois Hei, he has a shayla, according to the man Omar, Ma'arvim the Kronos, do you look at it as if it's one matona? Is it considered one matan domin which contains both Dama Par and Dama Soyer? Or do you look at it as if it's two separate matonis? With one ma'isa, he's actually doing two separate matan domins. And he has a few nafkaminas. One nafkamina, he says, according to Shita's Rebbe in Zvachim Daf Ayin Hey, he holds matana tzorach shir. Whenever we have to put dam on the Mizbeach, there's a certain shir. It's not a kol shehu. There's a shaylam nachrenim. What exactly it means that you need a certain shir. But the Gemara Al-Kaparim says that if you hold like Shita's Rebbe, then if there's damim from a few karbonis which are mixed together, it's not enough to put a mashahu of that dam on the mizbeach. You need a shear from each and every carbon. And so to hear the Mikdash David says, if you look at it as if it's two separate damim, then according to the man the Omer hazot tzarech shear, you'll have to have a shear from each one of the dam apar and the dam asoyer. A second nafkmini, he says, legabe machsheves pigol, if the kohen gadol will do this matan dam with a machsheves pigol, but he only has a machshava on the dam apar chelik of this matan damim, not the dam asoyer. So if we look at it as if there's two separate matan damims going on at this moment, so then this would be considered a machsheves pigol. However, if it's one matan dam which contains both of them, then there's no such a thing as having machshava on only one chelik of the dam. The machshava will not pass through the carbon. Now, Kapon the Mikdash David had a chakir about this, but Lechera, according to the Chazon Ish, it was poshut to him that there are really two separate matan damim going on over here. With one maisa, he's doing the matan dam apar and dam asoyer, and therefore the Chazon Ish held that if he wants to split it up and do it in two separate maisim, b'dyavad it's also kosher. Now, b'hemshech ha-gemara, bo'yimine rabbi bar chama mirav chizdo, hiniach mazrik b'toich mazrik, v'kiba bo'yas hadam mahu. If a kohen does kabbalas adam and he's holding one mazrik and inside that is another mazrik, if you hold min b'minei choytitz, it's not a good kabbalah. Rashi says nimtza she'ein kabbalah zu b'kohen sharei ein oiches b'mazrik shehadam boy. It's not considered a kabbalah with the kohen because there's a chatzitza between the kohen and the mazrik where the dam was in the skabel. Now Rav Chisda brought a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nosan Esamoli Berikon, and the Gemara understands it means to say he put one mazrik into the other mazrik, and therefore you see a raya that it's not a problem of chatzitza. Now Rashi says, what exactly is the raya? Which avodah is he doing while holding one mazrik with another mazrik inside? So Rashi says, V'lokach ksiv, V'lokach midam aparu midam hasoyer, V'hach lekicha achizas hamazriki. The Pasuk says that, V'lokach akoin midam aparu midam hasoyer, V'nosan al kanreis hamizbeach soviv. What exactly is this velokach referring to? So there are many other places where the Torah uses this lashon of velokach, referring to the dam of a korban. However, usually it's translated as the kabbalas hadam. If the Torah says to do shchita and then afterwards velokach hakoyin midam, that usually means the kabbalas hadam. We see this later on in Daf Samach Aleph from Medbeis. Gemara there brings the pasuk velokach midam haosham, and the Gemara understands it's referring to avodas kabbalah. Rashi over there, Dibur Maschel V'lokach, Rashi says, V'kol l'kicha ha'amura b'dam, tekef l'shchito, loshen kabolahu. Whenever the Torah uses the loshen of V'lokach right after the shchito, it's referring to the Kabbalah. Now here, where the Torah uses this loshen of V'lokach, not right after the shchito, rather after he already did some other matonis adam, l'fnai l'fnim and the pareches, here it cannot possibly be referring to the Kabbalah sadam. And therefore Rashi says by us, V'lokach here means Achizas HaMazrik. While the Kohen Gadol is doing Nesinas HaDam on the corners of the Mizbeach, he's holding the Mazrik. That's what V'lokach is referring to. And on this Lekicha, the Gemara proves that even though he's holding one Mazrik in another Mazrik, it's still considered he's doing a Lekicha on the Mazrik which has the Dam. Now the Mikdash David in Simen Tes Vov, Sifkot and Beis, he points out that according to this Rashi, the Loshen V'lokach in the Pasuk is referring to the Achizas HaMazrik. If the Torah speaks out mefurish about the Kohen Gadol holding the Mazrik, then the Chayr it's an Aveda, and if so, it should have to be done b'yamin, with the right hand of the Kohen Gadol, like all other Avedas which have to be done b'yamin. But he says, here the Chayr it's impossible. The Kohen Gadol is doing the Matan Dam b'yamin, he'll have to be holding the Kli at that moment with his left hand so that he could do the Matan Damim with his right hand. And he seems to be bothered. We don't find anywhere a Gemara that tells us that this is another exception. We saw already in the beginning of the parak a different case where there's an exception holding the kafak tiris the Kohen Gadol does with his left hand. We don't find anywhere the Gemara speaks out about this avodah that it also can be done with his left hand. Now there's another pshat in the Gemara from Rabbeinu El Yochum. What exactly is the raya from the Mishnah that there's no problem of chatzitza from that which one mazrik is in another mazrik? Not like Rashi that the raya is from the achizas hamazrik. Rather the raya is from the fact that the Kohen Gadol does avodas haylocha with one mazrik inside the other. And the Chari, what he means to say is that the Mishnah said on Nun Gimel Amud Beis that he was ma'ar the dam apar with the dam asoyer, and the Mishnah on Nun Ches Amud Beis says v'yotze el hamizbeach asher lifnei Hashem The mashmois of the Mishnah is that the Kohen Gadol does the halacha to the Mizbeach after he already was ma'ar the dam. And if so, while he's doing avodas halacha, he's carrying one mazrik inside the other. This is the raya of the Gemara, that there's no problem with chatzita if there would be a problem that he cannot do avodas halacha in this way. Now Tosis over here, Diber Maschal, Min B'minei Choytet, Tosis asks Akasha, the Gemara is mashma, that only because it's Min B'minei, then perhaps it's not Choytet. If it's Min B'she'enei Minei, it's poshut that there's a problem of chatzita. He brings the Gemara in Zvachem Chav Dawud as well, that there can't be any chatzita between the hand of the Kohen and the Kli Shareis, and the Gemara in Psochem Nun Zayin, about a certain Kohen who wrapped his hand with a cloth before he did the Avodah, and the Gemara says that the Avodah would be posel. And he asks, why are these cases different than the Gemara in Sukkah Lamed Zayin? The Gemara says that Lakicha Aidei Dover Achar Shmo Lakicha. If one takes the Arba Minim, not directly in his hand, rather with something else in between, that's called a Lakicha Aidei Dover Achar, that's also considered a Lakicha. And here as well, why is it a problem if the Kohen does the Avodah with something else in between, he's still holding the Kli Aidei Dover Achar, and Lakicha Aidei Dover Achar Shmo Lakicha. And Tosis says a Yisoid, when is something considered Lakicha Aidei Dover Achar, and when is something considered Ochatzitza? He says the case where the Gemara in Sukkah says it's considered Lakicha Aidei Dover Achar, that's where he uses a sudar, a handkerchief, to make a handle to hold the Arba Minim. That's considered a Lakicha Aidei Dover Achar. However, if he would put his hand into a cloth and then hold the Arba Minim, that would be a problem of Chatzitza, that would not be called a Lakicha Aidei Dover Achar. If one uses one item as a handle to hold the second item, that's considered Lakicha Aidei Dover Achar. However, if he's not using it as a handle, in other words, the second item really is held by his hand, just there's a chatzitza, a separation, to block between his hand and the kli, that's considered a chatzitza, that's not considered a Lakicha Aidei Dover Achar. And therefore, Tosis says, in this case of Mazrik B'toich Mazrik, it would depend how exactly he's holding it. If he's holding the outer mazrik by the lip of the kli, that would be called a lakicha aidei dover achar. And that would surely be kosher. The case is talking about he's holding the mazrik from the bottom. In that case, he's not using the outer mazrik as a handle to hold the inner mazrik. He's holding both of them in his hands. However, the outer mazrik is a chatzitza between his hands and the inner mazrik. There we say that it's a problem of chatzitza. That's not called a lakicha aidei dover achar. This is one teretz of Tosfos. And then Tosfos brings the Ritzbah, that lagabi a kohen holding kli shareis, there even if you use one kli as a handle for the other kli, it would still be a problem. Because the pasuk says, v'lokach ha-kohen. It's not merely an issue whether this is called a maisa lakicha. Here you need more than that, you need a lakicha ba'atzmei shel kohen. The Torah was makbid that the kohen hold the kli shareis directly, and if there's a chatzitza, perhaps for other dinei Torah this would be called a lakicha, but for here, for Avodah, it's not enough. You need a lakicha ba'atzmei shel kohen. Now the Rishonim in Maseches Tamid ask Akasha on Er Sugya from the Mishnah over there in the fifth parak of Tamid. The Mishnah is describing how the kohen did Avodah Saktores on a daily basis. The Mishnah says he took a kaf, ubetoichei bozek, molei v'godosh k'toires. When he carried the k'toires into the kodesh to be makdered on the Mizbeach Hazov, there was the kli which held the k'tayrus, that was called the bazik. That was molei v'godosh, it was overflowing. And it was placed inside a second kli called the kaf. That's what the kohen held when he walked inside the heichal. And the Rishonim ask over there, the Ravid and the Rosh, they ask, why is this not an issue of chatzitza? And the Achronim, the Be'er Sheva over there in Tamid, as well as others, they understand that the Rishonim are asking, why did Er Gemara, here in Yuman Nun Ches, not bring a raya from the Mishnah in Tamid? The Mishnah in Tamid also, the Kohen is carrying one kli inside another kli. And the Rosh gives two terutzim. Firstly, he says, since it's Torah HaAvodah, ein bekach mishum chatzitza. Since this is necessary to put one kli inside the other kli in order for him to do the Avodah, it's not considered a chatzitza. The Ravid says, similar to this teretz, he's marich a little more. He says, since he has to put one kli inside another kli, so that the teretz will not spill out, so the Ravid says, the shtei kelim are kechod adomi. We look at it as if it's one kli. That's perhaps what the Rosh means as well. And secondly, the Rosh says, this is not a problem because it's lakicha aidei dover acher. Meaning there, he's actually using the outer kli as a handle to hold the inner kli. As opposed to Er Gemara, where one mazrik is in another mazrik, like Tosfos says, he's holding it from the bottom. That's not a lakicha aidei dover acher. Then there's an issue of chatzitza. and the Chazon Ish in Menachos Siman Chav Beis Sifkot and Zayin, as well as Reb Chaim in Hilchos Tmidim and Musafin, which we'll get back to soon, they say that these two terutzim of the Rosh really are dependent on the two terutzim in Ertoisvis also. The first teretz of Ertoisvis says that Lekicha Adei Dover Acher would not be a problem of Chatzitza. That's like the second teretz of the Rosh. However, the Ritzba in Ertoisvis, he held that when a Kohen has to hold a Kli Shoreis, here even Lekicha Adei Dover Acher would be a problem. You need Lekicha Ba'atzmei Shel Kohen. And that would fit with the first teretz of the Rosh, that in that case, since it's necessary for the Avodah to hold one Kli inside another Kli, there's no issue of Chatzitza. And like the Ravid says, you look at it as if it's one big Kli. Now in the Chiddushei Reb Chaim HaLevi, in Hilchos Tmidim U'Musafin, where the Rambam brings this din, the Mishnah and Tamid, how the Kohen held at Ketores, one Kli inside another Kli, the Reb Chaim quotes the Kasha of the Rosh, why is this not a problem of Chatzitza? And he brings the Teretz of the Rosh, that here it's Lekicha Adei Dover Acher. And he says, Tosfos in Ersugyo has two days, whether Lekicha Adei Dover Acher helps when a Kohen is doing an Avodah. And he quotes the Rambam in Perek Hei Hilchos Bias Migdash Halacha Yud Zayin. The Rambam says him Hoya Chaytitz Ben Yodai Ubein Akli Sha'ovid Boy Pasul. The Rambam does not differentiate how exactly he's holding the Kli. That's mash where the Rambam holds that Lekicha Adei Dover Acher would not work either. And then he brings the second Teretz of the Rosh, that it's L'Tzorech HaAvodah. On this also he has problems. He says that it's not a din mefurish anywhere, that the Kohen has to hold one Kli inside another Kli. And therefore, how could this be matter a psul of chatzitza? And he wants to suggest a different mahalach to answer this kasha. And that is, we don't find anywhere that there's an avodas haylocha on the k'tiris all year long. When the Kohen is carrying the k'tiris into the heichal to be makter them, perhaps that's not considered an avodah b'chlal. And even though we find in the beginning of the fifth parak of Yuma, that when the Kohen Gadol is doing the haylocha of the kaf and the machta, that is an avodah, and therefore the Gemara discusses how could he do a bismoil. But Reb Chaim says, that's only on Yom Kippur, where the Pasuk says, Mefurish v'hevi mebeis l'pareiches. Mikoyach, this Pasuk, we see that the Havo is considered an Avodah of Hailocha. However, all year round, when the Kohen brings the Ketores into the Heichal, perhaps that's not an Hailocha b'chlal. And therefore the Kasha does not start that there should be a problem of Chatzitza. Then Reb Chaim wants to say another Mahaloch, that even if he is doing Avodah Hailocha over here, but the whole problem is because of the Din Atzmei Shel Kohen. If he's carrying the Ketores Aydei a different Kli, the problem is that here the Kohen has to hold the Kli Shoreis directly Mikoyach the Din of Atzmei Shel Kohen. And Reb Chaim is Mechadish, the only time we say there's a Din of Atzmei Shel Kohen is only by an Avodah which has to be done by Yamin. The Kohen has to do it with his right hand. There the Torah is Makbid also that there be no Chatzitza between the hand of the Kohen and the actual Kli Shoreis. However, in a case where the Kohen is allowed to use even his left hand, there the Torah was not makbid on Atzmei Shel Kohen. If the Torah tells us that the Kohen has to do the Avodah with his right hand, so the Torah is telling us not only does the Kohen have to do the Avodah, but there's an additional din where the Kli has to be while he's doing the Avodah. It has to be in the Kohen's hand while the Kohen is doing the Avodah. However, if there's no din that has to be dafka b'yamin, it's kosher even b'smail, then all the Torah is makbid on is that the Kohen be the one who's doing the Avodah. It's his Maisa Avodah. Where exactly the Kli is held while he's doing the Avodah, on that the Torah is not makbid. And therefore, even if there's a Chatzitza also, it's not a problem, because that doesn't take away from it being the Maisa of the Kohen. It's still his Maisa Avodah, and where exactly it is during the Avodah, that doesn't bother us. He brings a right to this from the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Chav Vov. The Gemara is Mevur that according to Rabbi Yanai, that the Kohen is allowed to do the Hailocha of the Kohimetz, as well as the Haktorah of the Kohimetz, with his left hand. Then the Gemara says he could do already the Hailocha with the Kohimetz stuck into his shirt, or even in a Kli which is not a Kli Sharis. In other words, Reb Chaim is saying, once we don't need the Yad Yamin of the Kohen, then already we don't care how the Kohimetz is held, it could even be in his shirt, it could even be in a Kli which is not a Kli Sharis. All we need is that the Maisa of the Kohen is what brought it to the Mizbeach. It was the Hailocha of the Kohen and the Haktar of the Kohen. We don't care how exactly it's being held. And Reb Chaim goes on to bring a raya that the Ketores of all year round, the Kohen was allowed to do the Hailocha even b'smoil. And if so, Reb Chaim says, once it's kosher b'smoil, then already there's no longer a din ba'atzmei shel Kohen, and therefore the kasha, how the Kohen could hold one Kli inside another Kli, is not a problem because there's no issue of Chatzitza over here since the Avodah is kosher b'smoil. The Maaser Reb Chaim continues, he asks a different kasha on this, and therefore he goes back to his first mahalach, that there's no avodas halacha bechlar by the Ketores, but his ikar yisoid, that any time avodah is kosher b'smoil, there's no issue of chatzitza, there's no din of atzmei shel kohen, Reb Chaim is not chozer from that yisoid. And we should point out, the way Rashi learns in our sugyo, that the avodah that the kohen is doing, which the Gemara is bothered by, that there's a chatzitza, it's the achizas ha-mazrik, and the Mikdash David says that ha-korchach, the kohen gadol, is holding the mazrik with his left hand. According to Reb Chaim, the achizas ha-mazrik would have no din atzmei shel kohen. Since avodah is kosher b'smoil, there's no problem of chatzitza either. And if so, we'll have to explain with Das Rashi that the problem of chatzitza in the sugya is not like the ritzba, that there's a special din atzmei shel kohen, because that would not apply over here by the achizas ha-mazrik. Rather, Rashi will have to learn like the first part of Tosfos. Here the Torah says a loshon of lekicha, and he's not doing a lekicha al-yedei davar acher, like Tosfos explains, he's not holding the lip of the outer kli, he's not using it as a handle, rather he's holding the mazrik from the bottom. There there's a problem of chatzitza, that's not considered a lekicha al-yedei davar acher. But al-kuparim, the shaila would not be unique to avoida of a kayin, because here there will be no din of atzmei shel kayin. Now we'll move on to Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, the matonis that the Kohen Gadol did on the Mizbeach Hazov, the first matonah was on the Keren Mizrochis Tzvoinis. In the Gemara, there's a machlokes in the Braiso between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Stam Mishnah that says that you start from Mizrochis Tzvoinis, that's like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. And Rabbi Kiva argues, he holds that you start from the Mizrochis Dreimis. And in the Hemshach HaGemara, we see that Lekuli Alma, even though the Kohen Gadol is coming from the Meiriv side, he cannot start doing the Kronos of the Meiriv of the Mizbeach. Rather, he has to pass the Mizbeach, like the Pasuk says, V'yotza el ha-Mizbeach ad denofik mikula Mizbeach, and therefore he definitely has to start on the Mizrach side of the Mizbeach. And Machlokes Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Yosi Aglili is, does he start with the Mizrachis Tzvoinis or the Mizrachis Dreimis? Now the Gemara does not explain in what exactly is Tali this Machlokes. The Gemara does get into a different Shiloh. Why is it that according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, after the Mizrachis Tzvoinis, he goes to the Maravis Tzvoinis, which means he's Poinali Yamin, and according to Rabbi Kiva, after he does the Mizrachis Dreimis, he continues to the Maravis Dreimis, which is L'Smoil. That Gemara has a number of Mahalchim. But why is it that according to Rabbi Kiva, he starts with the Mizrachis Dreimis, and according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, he starts with the Mizrachis Tzvoinis? That Gemara does not explain. Rashi, however, gives an explanation, that Reb Kiva, who holds that he starts with Mizrachis Dreimis, he holds that there were two Pareichis. And therefore, when the Kohen Gadol left, Lufnayu Lufnim, he left from the inner Pareichis, from the Tzofen side, and the outer Pareichis was open on the Durim side. So he was coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the Durim side, he did the Hazois on the Pareichis over there, and then afterwards, when he continued to do the Hazois on the Mizbeach Hazov, he was closer to the Durim side. The first Keren that he gets to is the Maravis Dreimis. There he cannot do a Matono because he has to pass the whole Mizbeach. But the next corner that he gets to is the Mizrachis Dreimis. So that's where he starts. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, however, Rashi explains, he holds like the Shita of Rabbi Yosi that there was only one Pareiches. And according to him, it was open on the Tzofen side. So the Kohen Gadol came out of the Tzofen of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He did the Matonas on the Pareiches. And when he came to the Mizbeach, the first Keren that he got to was the Maravis Tzvoinis. There again, he cannot do the Matana, he has to pass the whole Mizbeach. The next Keren that he gets to is the Mizrachis Tzvoinis, and that's where he starts according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. This is Rashi's Pshat. However, the Achronim, the Rishash, the Tzlach, and others, they're all Matmiya in Rashi. Rashi's Mashma, that wherever the Kohen Gadol comes out, Lefnayu Lefnim, right near there, that's where he does the Matana on the Pareiches. And then when he has to go to the Mizbeach, he's either closer to the Tzofen or the Durim, depending on which side of the Pareiches he left the Kodesh HaKadoshim. However, the Mishnah on Nun Gimel Amud Beis is Mefurish that the Hazois, the Kohen Gadol does in front of the Pareiches, has to be Keneged Ha'orin. He has to be standing directly in front of the Orin, which is right in the middle of the Pareiches. So what does it make a difference which side he came out of? Either way, he had to come directly in front of the Orin to do the Hazois on the Pareiches. The Tzach has an Arichas on this. It's earlier on in Daf Nun Aleph from Medbeis. And at first he wants to say Pshat and Rashi. The Rashi means to say that wherever the Kohen Gadol left the Kodesh HaKadoshim, if he left, he came out of the Pareichas on the Tzofen side, then that's where the Kanim were placed. Either the one Kan, according to Behuda, or both of the Kanim. They left the Kanim right by the exit of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So when the Kohen Gadol finished with the Dam HaSoyer, Lufnayu Lufnim, he came out. He put it down on the kan. He took the dam hapar, which was on the kan. He walked to the middle of the pareches, opposite the oren. He did the azois with the par. Then he went back to the kanim. He put down the dam of the par and picked up the dam of the soyer. And again came to the middle of the pareches, opposite the oren, to do the hazois with the soyer. Then he had to go back to the kanim to get the dam hapar, because now he needed both damim to mix them together and then go to the mizbeach. So he was coming from the tzofen side, from where the kanim were. However, according to the Man d'Omer, that there were two pareches, so he ended coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the Durham side, so that's where the kanim were placed. So eventually, when he was going to the mizbeach, he was coming from the kanim, which was on the Durham side. However, the Tzach says it's not shaykh to say this. If we say that the kanim were placed by the Pesach, where the Kohen Gadol came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then he's going to end up having to do more walking. Each time he's going to have to bring the dam to the middle of the pareches, in front of the Aron, and we always try to be memei to make it easier for the Kohen Gadol. And therefore the kanim were definitely placed in middle of the pareches, in front of the Aron, where he does the hazois from. And if so, the kasha comes back, what does it make a difference where the Kohen Gadol left the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Either way, he was coming from the middle of the pareches, and not from the tzofin or from the darim. And therefore the Tzach says that you have to say differently, that even though the Kohen Gadol had to be mazeh in front of the Aron, but it could be anywhere in front of the Aron, between the Badim. The Badim were 2.5 amos from each other. So anywhere in that 2.5 amos was kosher to do the hazois. And therefore he said, if the Kohen Gadol was coming from the Tzofen side, Mistama he did the hazois at the closest point of this 2.5 amma area, closer to the Tzofen side. Whereas if he was coming from the Darim, then he did the hazois in the Darim most point of this 2.5 amma area. And therefore when he went to the Mizbeach, according to the Man d'Omer that he came out of the Tzofen side, he'll end up being closer to the Tzofen part of the Mizbeach. However, if he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the Durham side, he'll end up getting to the Mizbeach closer to the Durham side of the Mizbeach. That's the Pshat of the Tzlach. The Rishash wants to say a different Pshat, that even though the Kohen Gadol had to come to the middle of the Pareches to do the Hazois, but since according to one Man d'Omer he came out of the Tzofen side of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so it already was Chal Adin, that since he's closer to the Tzofen side, that when eventually he gets to the Mizbeach, he's supposed to first go to the Tzofen side to do the Matanis over there. Similar to the Svar that the Gemara mentions later, at the bottom of the Omud, that if the Kohen Gadol has to pass one Keren, that eventually he has to go back to that Keren as soon as he can, because it already was Chal on him Adin to put the Dam on that Keren. Here too the Rishash says, since he's closer to the Tzofen side, when he comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's already Chal on him Adim that he's supposed to first do the Keren closer to the Tzofen side. Now the Rishash would seem to be a big Chiddush, because at the time the Kohen Gadol comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it has not yet been Chal on him Adin to put the Dam on the Mizbeach. First there are other Matanis that have to be done, the Matanis on the Pareches. Therefore, it would be a chiddush to say that it's already chal that when he eventually does the matanis on the mizbeach, he has to first go to the Tzofen side, or according to the other mandomar, first to the Durham side. But al kaponim shitas Rashi in the sugi is that the machloikis Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Seglili is telling the machloikis how many pareichos there were. If there were two pareichos, so then the outer one was open on the Durham side and he left the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the Durham side. If there was one pareichos, it was open on the Tzofen side and he left on the Tzofen. And the Tosis Hashanim later on, Adaf Nun Tesa Min Aleph, Dibur Maschol Mai Sovar, he quotes Rashi's Pshat and he has a few kashas on Rashi. One kasha he asks is that according to Rashi, Erstam Mishnah, that says the Kohen Gadol started from the Mizrachis Tzvainis, does not fit with the Stam Mishnah earlier on Nun Aleph and Mabez that holds that there were two Pareiches. According to Rashi, if you hold there were two Pareiches and the Kohen Gadol left on the Durham side, then the first Matana he would do on the Mizbeach HaPnimi would be the Mizrachis Dreimis, not the Mizrachis Tzvainis. According to Rashi, Erstam Mishnah would have to hold like the Man d'Omer that there was only one Pareiches. And therefore the Tosfos Hashanim has a different pshat to understand the Machloikis, Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Yossi Aglili. And he says that L'kuli Alma the Kohen Gadol left from the Darm side, like the Stam Mishnah on Nafnun Aleph, that there were two Pareiches, and therefore the Kohen Gadol left the outer Pareiches on the Darm side, which is Mefurish in the Mishnah on Nun Beis and Nun Beis, that if there are two pareiches, then the outer one is open towards the Durham. So what is the Pshat in Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Why does he hold that the Kohen Gadol had to start on the Tzofen side? So the Tosfos Hashanim explains that the Pasuk, V'yotza el Mizbeach, tells us that the Kohen Gadol has to walk further past the Mizbeach, and he has to stand on the Mizrach side of the Mizbeach. It's not enough just to pass the Meirv edge of the Mizbeach, he has to completely clear the Mizbeach, and be standing in front of the Mizbeach, on the Mizrach side, facing the Mizbeach. And if so, when the Kohen Gadol is on the Mizrach side, and he's facing towards the Mizbeach, the Karen that he would reach, if he moves his hand to the Yamin, is the Karen Mizrachis Tzvoinis. If he'd want to put the Dam first on the Mizrachis Dreimis, he would have to turn to the left. And therefore, using the Klal, Kalpinos Shatapaina, Eina Elo Yamin, the Karen that he has to start with is the Mizrachis Tzvoinis. Now the Tosfos Hasham does not explain what does Rabbi Akiva hold. However, the Tosfos HaRosh adds that Rabbi Akiva holds the Kohen Gadol does not have to come all the way around to the Mizrach of the Mizbeach. Rather, as long as he passes the Meirv side of the Mizbeach and he gets to the Dreimis Mizrachis corner, that's also called V'yotza El HaMizbeach, and therefore he can start immediately at that corner, and then he goes back to the Dreimis Maravis, like the Gemara says later, since he skipped that corner, he goes back to it. Now, l'chaira, we should point out, why was it necessary for the Tosfos HaRosh to explain B'das Rabbi Akiva that he understands the pasuk V'yotza El HaMizbeach, that the Kohen Gadol does not have to come all the way around to the Mizrach side of the Mizbeach, rather the Mizrachis Dreimis corner also is a kim of V'yotza El HaMizbeach. Even if Rabbi Akiva would hold that he does have to come all the way around to the Mizrach side, l'chaira, he would argue on Rabbi Yossi Aglili and hold that you do not have to start on the Mizrachis Tzvoinis corner. Because since the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no din kol pina shata paina, the Gemara has different explanations why, either because he argues on Rami Bar Yecheskel, or because he doesn't learn pnim mibechutz. The Gemara is muchach to say this, because if not, then after he does the Mizrachis Dreimis corner, he should have to go to the right side. And according to Rabbi Akiva, he doesn't. He goes afterwards to the Maravis Dreimis, which is the left side. But Akapanim, once according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no din of kol pina shata paina, even if he's standing on the Mizrach of the Mizbeach, he would be able to do the Mizrachis Dreimis corner. And perhaps this is really how the Tosfos Hashanim understood. He didn't bother explaining what's the Pshat of Rabbi Akiva. He didn't say that Rabbi Akiva has a different explanation of what's V'yotza El HaMizbeach, that he doesn't have to go all the way around to the Mizrach side. Perhaps the Pshat is because he understood even if he does have to go all the way to the Mizrach side, still he starts by the Mizrachis Dreimis because there's no din of Kol Pina Shata Poinet. However, the chayr, the pshat of the Tosfos HaRosh is that he's medayik in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ul Rabbi Akiva nakif derech yamin." The Gemara's mashma that we're only bothered by after you do the Mizrachis Dreimis, according to Rabbi Akiva. Why does he go to the smile? He should go afterwards to the yamin. But that which he does, the first matana on the Mizrachis Dreimis corner, that the Gemara was not bothered by. The chayr, the din of kol pina shata poina, should tell us that you have to start with the Mizrachis Tzvoinis, the way Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds. From here, the Tosfos HaRosh was medayik, that which, according to Rabbi Akiva, you start with the Mizrachis Dreimis, that has nothing to do with Kol Pina Shata Poina. Even if there would be a din of Kol Pina Shata Poina, you would be able to start with the Mizrachis Dreimis, because the Kohen Gadol does not have to come all the way around to the Mizrach side of the Mizbeach, he just has to pass the Meirv side, and when he gets to the Mizrachis Dreimis corner, he could stop right there and do the first Matana on that corner in front of him. The Gemara only was bothered by the next Matana. Why is it that he goes to the left? He should have to turn to the right because of the din kol pina shata poina. And one final point, the Gemara at the bottom of the Omer explains, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no din of kol pina shata poina over here, and therefore after he does the Mizrachis Dreimis, he does not have to turn to the right and do the Mizrachis Tzvoinis, he goes to the left. But the Gemara was bothered by Iboi Hachi Nevet, Iboi Hachi Nevet. Even if there's no din kol pina shata poina, he should be able to go whichever way he wants. Why is it that Rabbi Akiva holds that he would dafka has to go afterwards to the Maravis Dreimis? On this, the Gemara answered that really Medina, as soon as he gets to the Keren Maravis Dreimis, he should have done the first Matan over there because of the din of Eish Lakish Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvis. However, since he cannot do it there because of the din of Yotza Al Mizbeach, he has to do the first Matan on the Mizrachis Dreimis, but still he has to go back to the Keren that he missed, because he already was Neschayev to do that Karen. Now the Turi Evin in Megillah Dav Vav proves from our Gemara a Yisoyid L'gabi the din of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvis. He's coming over there to discuss Tosfos' Kasha in a number of places, Yumo Dav Lamed Gimel, Zvachem Dav Nun Aleph, Megillah Dav Vav, and we'll see soon on Dav Nun Tesam Aleph the Tosfos HaRosh as well. Tosis asks, we know the din is that by Chatoris HaPnimius, after the Kohen Gadol goes into the Heichal to put the dam on the Mizbeach Hazov, he leaves the Heichal and there's a din Shvichas Shiraim. Where exactly does he do the Shvichas Shiraim? Which side of the Mizbeach? So the Pasuk says, Ves kol dam apar yishvoichal yisoyda Mizbeach o'ilo asher Pesach o'il moed. From here the Gemara learns that the Kohen pours the dam on the Yisoid on the Meirev side of the Mizbeach, because that's the side of the Mizbeach which is next to the Pesach o'il moed. And Tosis asks, why do we need a Joshua for this? Why don't we use the Kal Eimavir Nala Mitzvahs? When the Kohen comes out of the Heichal, the first side of the Mizbeach that he meets is the Meirev side. So the Din Eimavir Nala Mitzvahs should tell us that he should do the Shvichas Shiraim immediately, right there, and not pass to move to a different part of the Mizbeach. This is Tosis' Kasha, and the Turi Evin wants to suggest that maybe the Din Eimavir Nal Mitzvahs tells us to do the mitzvah right away, not to pass up the first opportunity. But once you already pass, if the Kohen already passed the Meirev side of the Mizbeach, and now he's standing to the Tzofen side of the Mizbeach, then the Chere Eimavir Nal Mitzvahs would say to do the Shvich HaShirayim right now where he is on the Tzofen side. If he's going to go back to the Meirev side, then he's going to be over Eimavir Nal Mitzvahs. So maybe for that we need a pasuk to say that you have to do Shvich HaShirayim by the side which is closest to Pesach HaYomayid, and we don't just rely on the svar of Eimavir Nal Mitzvahs, because there would be enough kamina in the case where he already passed the Meirev side, now he's on the Tzofen side. So if it was because of the svar of Eimavir Nal Mitzvahs, we would tell him to do it now on the Tzofen side. But now that the pasuk says that you have to do it on the side which is closest to Pesach HaYomayid, so he has to go back to the Meirev side and do the Shvich HaShirayim over there. That's how the Turi Evin wanted to answer Tosis's kasha. However, he says that from Ersugi and Yumo Daf Nun Ches, it's muchach not like this svara. It's muchach that the din Eimavir Nal Mitzvahs tells us that if you were Mavir Nal Mitzvahs, then we don't say that now that you're here, do it already here so that you're not over again on Eimavir Nal Mitzvahs. Rather, we say that you have to go back to the place where you originally Nischaiv in the mitzvah to the first opportunity and do the mitzvah over there. Because our Gemara says that according to Rabbi Kiva, since you passed the Keren, that he first encountered the Maravis Dramis, and even though he didn't do it there, he went to the Mizrachis Dramis, he still has to go back afterwards to the Maravis Dramis. You see, even if you were Mavir, then afterwards you have to go back to the place that you passed over. This is the Turi Evans Raya from Arsugyo, and the Netziv in the Meroime Soda discusses this Raya as well, that you see from Arsugyo that if you were Mavir al Mitzvahs, then you have to go back to the place where you passed. However, it would seem that there's a strong kasha on this Turi Evin. And in the Kuntres Achrein on the Turi Evin, he discusses this kasha as well. And that is that the whole tzad of the Turi Evin to say that once you were Mavir al Mitzvahs, then you no longer should go back to the place you passed, because then you're going to be over once again on being Mavir al Mitzvahs. Like in the case of the Shvich HaShirayim, once you passed the Meirev and you went to the Tzofen, if you're going to go back to the Meirev, you're going to be over again. To that, l'chair, there's no right from Ersugya. Ersugya, he passed the Maravis Dramis corner and went to the Mizrachis Dramis corner. He did the Matana over there in the Mizrachis Dramis. That's the first Matana that he's supposed to do. Now we want to know, which corner should he go to next? Here, there's no shaila, should he leave the Mizrachis Dramis corner without doing a Matana? So here, there's surely no issue that perhaps you're being Mavir al Mitzvahs once again, but the shaila just is, which corner should he go to next? And since Rabbi Kiva holds that there's no din over here called Pinei Shatapoine, he doesn't have to go to the Yamin. So here Rabbi Kiva says, since he has both options, the better option would be to go back to the Keren, which he originally passed over. But you would not have a raya from here to the case of the Shvich HaShirayim, that if he already passed the Meirev and went to the Tzofen, that the din Eimavir Nal Mitzvahs would require him to go back to the Meirev. Perhaps really we would say that no, he can't leave the Tzofen, because then again he'll be over Eimavir Nal Mitzvahs. And if so, there would be a good teres to Tosis' kasha, why you need to have the pasuk of Pesach HaYomayid to tell us that the Shvich HaShirayim always has to be on the Meirev side, because in this case where he already went to the Tzofen, maybe in a chanami, the din Eimavir Nal Mitzvahs would tell him to do it b'tzofen and not go back to the Meirev. And it would seem that there's a Mishnah Brura that holds like this svara as well. The Mishnah Brura in Simin Chav Hei, Sifkaton Hei, he's talking about the Dinei Kedima. The din is that one is supposed to put on his talus before his tefillin. And therefore he should position himself in a way that the first thing that he encounters is the talis and not the tefillin. Because if he'll encounter the tefillin, then Eim Avir Nal Mitzvos would say that he has to first put on the tefillin. And if l'maisa he did encounter first the tefillin, the Mechaber paskens that he has to first put on the tefillin and then go back to put on his talis. And the Mishnah Berurah says that what happens if he picked up his tefillin? So he's supposed to put on his tefillin before his talis. However, he already put down his tefillin and picked up the talis. Do we say he should go back and put on his tefillin first because that's what he picked up first? Or do we say now that he's holding his talis, he has to put on his talis first? And the Mishnah Berurah says the din is he must put on his talis first, because if he's going to put down the talis, he's going to be over once again a second time on Eim Avir Nal Mitzvos. The Mishnah Berurah holds Misvara that once he was ready over on Eim Avir Nal Mitzvos, now the second mitzvah that he encounters, he has to do that and not go back to the first mitzvah. If he goes back to the first mitzvah, he's going to be over once again on Eim Avir Nal Mitzvos. And in order to answer that this Mishnah Berurah should not be shver from our sugya, you have to say this chilik. In our sugya, there's no problem of being over a second time on Eim Avir Nal Mitzvos, because he does do the Matan Dam in the Keren Mizrachis Dreimis. And Rabbi Kiva is just saying as far that after he does the Mizrachis Dreimis, the next Keren to do would be the Keren that he passed over. But Eirech HaNami, one would not be allowed to go back to the mitzvah that he passed without first doing the mitzvah that he's presented with now, because then he'll be over once again on Eim Avir in Al HaMitzvos.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.